food security is to have enough to eat. It's the quantity of the food supply. And food safety is that the food is safe for health to eat, so free of contamination, prepared in a safe way so that you don't get sick.
So what are some of the issues in regards to food safety?
Food safety covers a broad range. So we have a number of what we call hazards that can be in food. So it can be microorganisms or chemical contamination. I mean, we all have probably had experiences traveling somewhere, being in a different place, or even at home eating something and getting sick. And then often you say, well, that must have been something I ate. Very often it's a typical food-related short-term disease.
Do you have any idea as to how widespread these problems are throughout the world?
It's really a global problem. The problem is we don't have really good numbers to quantify the burden of disease, what we call the burden of foodborne disease, because it's quite difficult. If the example I just used, if we have a microorganism as an origin, so to speak, and you end up with diarrhea, vomiting, you have an immediate effect. You can make the link between cause and effect. But when we talk about chemical contamination, they can contribute to other diseases like cancer, cardiovascular disease, where you have multiple other factors. So it's very difficult to really put a number and a price tag on. And a lot of foodborne disease are underreported. If you get sick, you don't necessarily go to the doctor. So a lot of that is just not reported. That is why it's very difficult to really get the overall frame and know how big the problem really is. What we see is just the tip of the iceberg, we think.
Now, WHO offers 5 key tips to help people understand how to eat safely. Can you describe what this advice is?
So the 5 keys for safer food is really food hygiene, what consumers can do at home or what can happen in the restaurant. And that is wash your hands. It's basic hygiene things. Keep raw and cooked food separate. Store food properly, cook food properly. Those are the basic key messages.
And how will these messages be delivered to the public?
We have a program that's called the 5 Keys to Safer Food, and we are active with the program also in big events. If we think about the Milan Expo coming up, we will be present with this. And we have programs in countries where we reach out to community leaders, for example, women. Women have a critical role to play in basic food and nutrition. And so training women community leaders to spread the message, to teach people, has a very important impact.